Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins.
Flashes, champions of the Mid-American Conference.
Little trick play and a throw to Baker Mayfield to tie the game.
Buried, grabbed by Leonard. Thrown it first. Unbelievable.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
I accepted it.
Gladiator. 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 Fit to fight with the gods. I'm the giant slayer. Bone shaker. Dominator. Freight train wrecking ball. I'm the gladiator.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pass the Mic Sports Talk. I'm Enzo Orlando. I'm with my co-host, Steel Mike.
Yeah, how Steel Mike here. How are you? Little pause there.
Yeah. Expecting you to go in, but...
Oh. Didn't have that on the script, my man.
Just trying to send something new.
Yeah. I get it.
And so, we start out today, Sunday, the day... Today's Monday. Usually start with the Browns or something, but they played Thursday. Let's forget about the Browns for a minute. Let's go into the Cleveland Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
They won the AL Central, and something I did not expect coming, as you know, back in April and what I said.
Right. You did not. I don't think a lot of people did. I was always optimistic on the year, and they just overachieved in every way. You got to hats off to the management, Francona, his staff. They did a fantastic job, and just are killing it down the stretch.
Yeah, I really do give a lot of credit to Francona, Antonetti for really building this team, and with a whole lot of rookies coming in: Stephen Kwan, Oscar Gonzalez, Nolan Jones, Tyler Freeman, Richie Blasio, just to name a few. Like, this team is just so young and. They're just able to stay committed, and they just go out there and play ball. They don't really have too much distractions off the field or anything. They're able to stick as a team, and plus a lot of good veteran help from like Jose Ramirez, Shane Bieber, Med Rosario, and Andres Jimenez. Probably another couple surprise players, the ones we got out of Lindor trade. Really,
yeah,
showing that we really won that one.
Yeah, there are veterans. They're second year veterans, and it starts with Jose. It all started with Jose, and I think, when they inked him to the deal and he said he wanted to stay here, and I think that just sort of, maybe energized the team and Shane Bieber too. He didn't have his best year. He's lost a little velocity, but he's been pretty consistent. And, man, you just can't – the accolades just keep coming. I mean, the starting pitching was great. Bullpen, fantastic. You got the best closer in baseball and Class A. He's got filthy stuff. I mean, he's had, one or two blown saves. And then the way they play ball, the base running. I mean, everybody, singles going first to third. I don't know how many times in the last 2 months that happened. Yeah, they've just been playing well, and I think they're built for success. So hopefully, we can get a good matchup in the wild card round and see what we can do.
Yeah, and the good thing about the wild card round this year, it's a best out of three, so you only have to win two, and all three of them will be at Progressive Field starting on October 7th. So it won't be Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. There's no travel.
No travel at all because, we're the higher seed in the wild card.
Oh, so they don't do – I did not know this. They don't do two here and one there or one and one and one?
No, they're not.
Wow.
All three, so we get ticks.
That's pretty cool, man. I did not know that. I thought it was going to be just like the other three-round three-game series, like when we played –
I'm talking about like the
Red Sox. Yeah.
ALD, the divisional series?
No, there was – I thought there were other three-game series that we played. I didn't know. That's news to me. Look at that. So I didn't know. So all games will be at the higher seed.
Yes, they will.
Oh, okay.
They'll all be there. So mean, they just have to really win two. So if they win Friday, Saturday,
they have to win two. How'd you figure that out?
It's two. That's out of three.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, it won't be. You know, you went to that one game playoff a couple years ago against the Rays, and they weren't able to do anything.
Well, that was Francona's first year. I think they had a couple one gamers against the Rays. They lost them both. They had one in 2013. I think that was his first year. And I think they had another one.
2020? Is it that one? No, that was against the Yankees.
They missed. I don't think they missed in 1918. They played the Astros. Yeah, I don't know.
18. Yeah, they only had one home game in 18.
Yeah, yeah, and they got smoked against the Astros. So I'm pretty sure they got swept. So I was listening to that game on MLB app in Prague.
Oh yeah, you were all the way in Europe. I remember that.
Oh, it's crazy.
Until now, I mean, it's like our first time winning the division since 18. They have 11 division titles since 94.
Mm-hmm.
And with this franchise really does anything and just really just still doesn't get the amount of respect in the city compared to the Cavs or the Browns.
Yeah, they don't. And I think it's a shame people just continue to flock to the Browns and, because football moves the needle and, it's the worst, one of the worst organizations in sports, but, we're 2-1 and blah, blah, blah. And yeah. So, no, I mean, I think I saw a stat today, the most playoff appearances in the last, I can't remember. And I think the Indians were like fifth. I think it was, I can't remember where I saw it, but I think it was like in the last 20 years or something.
Yeah,
I don't know, it was more than that. It was probably, and like the Yankees were first, but the Indians were right there. They were like in fifth, and all the other teams were Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, Astros, So yeah, fantastic organization. So really pumped, looking forward to it. And, we'll figure out who we're going to play here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, as of right now, they have us going against Seattle, but it could be Tampa.
Dude, it can change. I mean, there's nine games left. So we're going to play the bottom seed. So if Seattle gets hot and, I don't know what separates them all. I mean, I think it's only separates the Rays or by a game or so, right?
Yeah, so it's like that. And also, tomorrow, today they
have they're only a half game up. So, and they're only two. I mean, the Blue Jays can, I mean, they're 2.5 up, but it could be, it's more like it's going to be Seattle or Tampa Bay, but who knows? I don't know if they have any head-to-heads, but could even be the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it'd be a good matchup. And they had an off day today, but tomorrow they going against Tampa. Corey Kluber's pitching for the Rays, and we got Shane Bieber on the mound. The next day is McKenzie. You think, once those guys are starters pitch, you kind of relax them for the playoffs next week. I mean, it's so weird. Like, they end the series on, six games against the Royals.
Yeah, that's to do with all the rainouts and hopefully there won't be any more. I mean, the forecast doesn't look that great. Next 2 days calling for like 70-80% rain, so hopefully they can get those games in tomorrow because you don't want to push any of those back. I mean, maybe they won't have to make them up, but the Rays are in a wild card hunt, so they're not going to just cancel those.
No.
So, yeah, and then the six games against the Royals, it probably was going to be a four-game series, and I think we had so many rainouts early in the year that they just added them on to the end of the season. So, but I don't think, I mean, answer your question, I don't think they're going to relax or do anything. They're on such a high, they're playing such good baseball. You don't want to just kind of relax and have them take a nap.
I'm saying more for your pitchers. I mean, you could still have your everyday infield outfielders play. I mean, it's just more because,
Well, I don't think they're going to, have anybody go out there and throw 100 pitches, but, you got to manage your bullpen. I think that what's going to happen is a lot, because they'll probably bring up, put a little more emphasis on, the younger guys in the minors and have a few guys make some spot starts and stuff like that. Because with six games and against the Royals and three against the Rays, they'll probably, I don't think they want anybody to miss anything, any rotation, but You know, hey, man, leave it to Francona. He'll take care of it. Yeah, he'll have them ready.
I mean, I brought that up because in 2017, I mean, they kept on having all the stars, and after they clinched the division, like, we were so far ahead. We had the number one seed, and I was looking at it like, why do we need to have all of our guys really still be playing? Like, you think about it in, like, in football or basketball where, you know, the guys don't play as much or you rest your starters and things in order to get ready for the main goal, which is the playoffs. I mean, because in 2017, it might have hurt us with Kluber's injury and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it could have. And the fact that we didn't play very well, you know, against who's it, the Yankees?
The Yankees.
Yeah. Well, we went up 2-0 and then lost the next three, right?
Yeah, we lost the next three.
Yeah. So.
Can't wait, man. October baseball back in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Cavs on the rise with Donovan Mitchell. But let's get into the Browns for a bit. They had a big win over the Steelers. And, I mean, offense has been running pretty good with Brissett at quarterback. I mean, he's really been having a good connection with Amari Cooper, I've seen. I mean, Njoku had 9 catches against the Steelers. No one really saw that coming. And then Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt just have been doing their same old sale. But the defense, they're still having that issue. Joe Woods still likes running that prevent defense, which is good for the run, but not good against the pass, really. And that's where I think that's what hurting them. I mean, they did lose Anthony Walker for the season, but Jacob Phillips did play a big role in that game and looks to be taking over that leadership at linebacker now. And it's just, you know, they now going into Atlanta, taking on the Falcons, coming off a win over Seattle now. And
mm-hmm.
This just actually came out today. Miles Garrett got into a car accident on his way back from practice. It happened in Wadsworth on State Road. Yeah, it literally just happened an hour ago.
Oh, wow. Is he okay?
As of right now, he's okay. Minor injuries. He had someone else in the car too, but wasn't we're lucky he's okay.
He lives in Wadsworth.
Was that with Wadsworth Medina area?
Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
I neither. Well, that's not good news. Hopefully he's okay. And yeah, you know, I mean, the Browns, you know, it's like the big win. I mean, is it really that big win? I mean, the Steelers are not that good. I mean, you know, they got Mitch Trubisky. He's not having a great year. I mean, they have offensive line problems. You know, they ran the ball a little bit against us. And I you know, I don't think our defense played very well. Yeah, we got the, you know, we got the victory and we needed to do, but I mean, we're 2-1 and we've played, you know, pretty much nobody. I mean, we collapsed to the Jets, which I didn't see. I didn't watch the game. You beat the Steelers, who are 1-2. And who'd we win to start the season?
Carolina and Baker Mayfield.
Carolina. We could have been, you know, 1-2 also. So, I mean, had two leads, blew it. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions about the defense. And, you know, still doesn't seem like they're on the same page, you know, defensive backfield and the scheme. So, who knows, you know? And, you know, going into Atlanta, I mean, Marcus Mariota is playing pretty good. Atlanta's 2-1, right?
They're 1-2. I mean, they played close against the Saints in week one, and then they played close against the Rams in week two. Like, they're being competitive.
They went to Seattle and beat Seattle. That's never a good place to never an easy place to win. So he's playing pretty well.
Yeah, and then after Atlanta, they got the Chargers, who looks like Justin Herbert is going to be out for a bit, and the Patriots, who are not going to have Mac Jones for a bit either. Both of them struggling with injuries. So they're going to think, oh, the Browns can, you know, maybe actually end up like winning these next two and having like 6 wins.
Well, what was your prediction? I think you said they were going to be 4-1, or did you say 4-0?
I think I did say 4-0.
I think
the Jets won.
Yeah.
Was where I thought they were going to win, which was so close, but, you know,
yeah.
Browns fashion, you know, letting them score on with 1:30 left.
Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're up 13.
And then special teams still had a little bit of issues in that one. I mean, there was that onside kick the Steelers threw, and that one was lucky just to go out of bounds. And then, I mean, Cade York did miss another extra point. It feels like he's been struggling more with those versus just –
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie. It's his first year. There was high winds on Thursday. I mean, guy's got a strong leg. So, you know, we'll see how the, you know, three games is not a season make. So we'll see how the the season shakes out for him. He hit a huge kick, you know, was it 58 yarder in week one?
Yeah, 58 yarder against the Panthers.
And then you know, for a game winner, that's huge. And then he missed an extra point, and that came back to haunt them the next week. And then he missed an extra point last week. So, but he hit some field goals, right?
Yeah, he has been hitting his field goals.
Yeah, so it's good to, you know, hopefully he can just get a little more consistent and be good to go.
All right. And did you happen to see what your Miami Redhawks did over the weekend?
I didn't.
That was a good game. You know, they were able to beat Northwestern. They were able to get two block punts on that to allow them to get in and score.
Oh,
first
wow.
One having the first half where they had a block punt. And then they went in the score, tying it 7-7. And then same thing happened in the second half, too. Block punt, they go and score. And then they also won it, like, with less than a minute to go on a field goal.
Oh, nice.
So.
Cool. So here for the Redhawks.
And my Kent State Golden Flashes, they played close against Georgia, scoring 22, the most out of any team that Georgia's faced all season.
Yeah, yeah. They hang tough. That was down in Athens, right? But they ended up, what did they lose by?
It was 22-37.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They got paid, and, you know, good run there for the Mac.
Yeah, it was a good week for the Mac. But now it's time to get into...
What are you doing, Drunky?
Drunky of the week. So who is your Drunky?
I had a couple in mind, but I think I'll go with Brett Favre and the whole mess he got into down in Mississippi and, you know, funneling funds from welfare to, playing a part in it, to help build the volleyball courts, where his daughter goes to school. And then also now I think that's already been done, but this all come out now. And then I guess it's to help build the new football facility and help recruit. And so, yeah, just a whole mess for Brett Favre, and I guess his show and series is on hold, so he's in all sorts of hot water. So that's my Drunky.
Yeah, looks like he'll be going the longest yard way. Might have to.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Burt Reynolds? Yeah.
Yeah.
Reynolds, legendary Burt Reynolds. And then they did a...
Did a remake with Adam Sandler. Yeah.
Didn't work out good.
Mm-hmm.
But my Drunky of the week has to go to... Surprisingly, the Buffalo Bills, they lost to the Dolphins yesterday, 21-19, and at the very end of the game, they were trying to get in field goal range to kick a field goal to win, but it was just poor clock management at the end. Josh Allen finds Isaiah McKenzie, and McKenzie wasn't able to get out, and so once that happens, like, clock's ticking, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and couldn't get the ball to spike, and then offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey, a former Browns quarterback who's on the jersey, famous in the jersey, really lost it after that game. And, you know, this is very...
He lost it? What do you mean?
He threw his headset down.
Oh, okay. Were you watching the game?
I wasn't watching that game. That was not on local TV. The one that was on Channel 19 was the Jets and Bengals, where the Bengals were able to get their first win of the season.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you were at a bar or something watching the game.
No, I was just keeping up with it and saw that. So, very disappointing. Bills are now 2-1. Really, a lot of people just thought they would be just the unbeatable team. But Miami is showing that they're the better team this year. 3-0.
Yeah, at least with the rookie head coach. At least 3 weeks. Yeah, I mean, they came back from a big deficit. Was it last week?
Yeah, against Baltimore.
Baltimore
blew a big one last week to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Browns are not the only team that blew big leads in the AFC North.
Ravens, yeah, the NFL's tough, man. It's any team, any given Sunday. So,
and that, right, and we appreciate for you all listening and watching this. This episode's going to be on YouTube later too. So,
all right, YouTube.
So, yeah, make sure you know, follow us at @pass_the_mike on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook @pass_the_mike_sports_talk. And hey, we'll see you down at the Jake soon. You know, we're ready for some October baseball.
Right on.
We're going.
Go
right?
Tribe.
We're going. Yeah. No words on that.
What? I said go Tribe.
No, postseason tickets.
What's that? No. No words.
No words on tickets. All right. See ya.
I learned one thing since I- kick it! Classes at no